מקום הבית השביעי שלא יחיים על עצמי סיס לכהן הריסי. עוד זה טוב, זה סתום על המצווה. שלא יחיים, זה עצמם לפי הקסיב, לא יחיים אין לא יחיים. לא יבד אין א' אין לא יבד אבו. So if you don't buy it, if you're not, if the kerach is not, if the kerach is irbat yechoyim, the kerach is not koined of the year, so we come by the shabaya asher lo yechoyim, and that's misses the koined of the year. After the year, then the kerach isn't the koyach to be goyel it. Lo yagid v'nasa avoynoi, the other kriyin ksiv, asher lo yechoyim ima ala raglo v'nat me ma'oros. It's talking about the ability of shakosha and treif, so it has those two raglayim which it makes it firm on the ground. Right, that's when the simanim of a kosher bird. So, ilan tlasa kri, ksiva kri. These are the three kri ksivs. In other words, loy can be with an olive, and loy can be with a bov. So, inyan. So, what's inyan? What's the kosher between these three things? So, the hele gemara na matoyim aschelas v'beis. The Torah begins with the base, the variations. Why does the Torah begin with the base? Because shayira nikras bais. The year is called a bais. What's the year is called a bias? Let me explain. Ki kamoi adam, sheish lo oisha, on a chosim leroi, the person's got a lot of wealth. Kshein a bias lachnes boi chafetzov, her kol chafetzov mashlochem hefka, chol haretzod et loi lafsida, yochol lafsida. Al kshish lo bias nishmora mikol atvar. Yira means shmira. Yira means shmira, but shmira is yira. Zohar is the mitzvah's essays, and shomar is the mitzvah's less essays. Shmira is the year, it's the license. The MSA is, we'll discuss it later, the MSA is the Pelvi Kazakh. Chassidus Fama say, Veilat, Tvershlan, it's totally the Mardi Kabam, Shavuos, whatever, but Shmira is also a Lashon of to be mumtin and to be metzapa for something. Like it says, Ovev Shomar is a Dova. Rashi says there, by Yasser Atali, by Yakla, the dreams, Ovev Shomar is a Dova, the Yeshav mumtin and metzapa. The dreams are being discussed. So Shmira is also an Indian of Gagui. Because the Oymik Indian is the Ava. Ava is not so much Gagui. Every Ava, you're there. Right? Ava is an Indian of Kira. If you're away, if you're Shmira, if you have to keep away, so then Fakir, then that's the Shurish of all Gagui. The Ava is the Eka Oynik. The Eka Oynik of Avedis Hashem is more with Yira and with Ava. He's going to discuss it over here, Agav. It's a Mardika, it's a Mardika Yisod, it's a very deep Yisod. Oynig of Avedis Hashem is Oynig with Yira. Rosh Hashanah is the most Oynidika Chelik. Yira is Pshat is a what? Yira is Pshat is that you're keeping away, and you have the Gagun. In other words, Gagun, you want to be the Rebbe Shalem. That's why Shmira is the same pshat as the Shoma, which is Mamtin Matzapa. Mamtin Matzapa means you're not there yet, you're waiting for it. Ava, there's nothing to wait for, just go straight forward. And the Samigdash was a Mokum, which is Toichai Ratzel V'Havel, with Nice and Shalayim, Sahid Gashal Shir. The Samigdash is full of Shmira. The Levim are going around Shmira. It's the first mission of Midas, Tom. The Shmira in the Bessim English. Why? Pshat is that there's such an Av over there, so you have to make sure that Av doesn't not yearning the Chitzoyim. So the Ikka Bessim English, even though it was Toichoy, inside was Rotz of Av, and the Ikka Bessim English was the Yira. Levim are the Bechin of Yira. A shmir. As soon as there's Ava, you must stop there. Why? Because you've got to make a shmir to guard it. You shouldn't be yearning to the chitzayna. That's the whole, that's the sod. It's one of the big soidas of the koyechse. Heilig Zedir of Ben Kalim. Mashaykh Noyam, no Ava Secha. Mashaykh Noyam, Yira Secha. Yira is Noyam. Yira will be shaking, we're trembling. That's the Nimas. Nimas of Avodas Hashem is the trembling. We know that there's so much there. And we know that a Metz Hashem Mashiach comes. All that which we can't do, take us now, we're going to take us now. That itself is Avodik and Nimas. You see somebody's Avodah when it's Nimas, you look at his Avodah, you see his calm. Calm means that he's got the Avodah of Yira, and that's Nimas. Ava is a Vilda Avodah.
Why do we want the Ava to go Yemen?
Ava can be, Ava is dangerous. That was the Chatzainim, one of the Chatzainim get in Ava. In Taiva, right? Taiva, Ava, it's a horror works on a person's Ava. A person doesn't fall into a Taiva because of Yira. A person falls into a Taiva because of Ava. Why? And there's even a Pshas, a person's in Ava, a Mordek Ava, a Shem, because Ava is a Madrega that spills. Ava is a Madrega that hasn't got Mitzorim. So it spills. So the Chatzainim forget that the Ava can lead to a negative Ava. When the Emes anointing the Ava, the Yira, the Shaykh Noyan Yira Sach. Shabbos, we find more Yira, more Nyanim of Yira on Shabbos than there are Ava on Shabbos. I'm Oretz, it's Yore Lashakir on Shabbos. It's Yira, Shabbos is a Yira the Kadeh. Shabbos is Lashon Toshi, it's Tshuva. Tshuva is the Oisiyas Shabbos Hei. Shabbos is the Yira, and the Hei is the Hei Tato of Malchus. Shabbos Malchusa, it's Mal of the Malchus. It's a Yira the Kadeh. Starts off in Yitzchak. Friday night is going to be Yitzchak. Starts off in the Yitzchak, start of the Yira. But what type of Yira is it? It's an Emes Dika Yira. It's a Sheikh Mayam Yira Sach. Hare kol chafetzo of Mishlochem Hefke. Chlorayta litloi afsida yuchad afsida. Aval kashiyesh loi bayis. When a person has a bias, Nishmorim Mikol HaDvarim. Person has a bias, Nishmorim Mikol HaDvarim. Okay. Adam sheyesh le toira v'chochma ve'ein ayira. Person has got toira and person has got chochma ve'ein ayira. Hareihem shlachim v'lido v'sheyagbil. Person has got toira and chochma and he hasn't got yira. So again, the toira and the chochma are shlachim. V'lido v'sheyagbil miliyes chochmoise v'chutz. Nishtamish v'chitzayni v'hefzim. There's nothing to be magdul the chachma v'chutz to be mishtamish v'chitzayni v'hefzim. So therefore, Torah reishis is like a chachma. Reishis is like a chachma. Reishis chachma yiras. But reishis is the yira that has to take us to hold the chachma. So basically, the base is an entrance. Base is yira, and then with yira you begin reishis. With the bur you begin the reishis. With yira you begin the reishis of the Torah, and then all the Torah person is learning is contained within him, and then the chitzayinim can't be yonit from his Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, first he should build the kelim, and then the bayis. The Eibishter already told Moshe to tell Bezalel, first build the bayis, and then the kelim. So Bezalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you make kelim if there's no house yet? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bezalel kelim, Bezalel kelim. So what's the big kuach? So Oimik is not still Moshe Rabbeinu's testing Bezalel. The pshat is, the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, Bezalel, Amale, Soi, Ruach Chochma, Bino, Tfuno. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Bezalel was a big chochm. And therefore he knew Bechochm Ilah, right? Chochm Ilah, he knew how to build a Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see if Bezalel's Yira. Yira is the bias. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, you've got a Maidik of Chochm. You don't need Chochm to build a house, you need Chochm to build a Kelim. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, build the Ora and build everything, and then build a house. If Bezalel would have done that, then it would have shown that there's a Pagam in Yira. So you first need a base. Otherwise it's Mishlochim and Mafkar and Achutza. So the Eibishter told Moshe that Bezalel is a big Chochem. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to test if he sees the Yore. Bezalel said to him, well, it's called Mishlochim Chutza. It's Mishlochim Chutza. What's the Gris Hazach? But, oh, Bezalel Kehla Yisa. Oh, and then he says, beside, in addition to those, is you're living in the Tzeder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a Chochem. Sale kelims. A bias gives a person sale. A bias is a protection. So, sale kelims means that you're taking the lekus. Sale, you're protecting the lekus. That's time that your chacham and your chacham is going to overflow and squirt outside for the chitzayim. That's the bikuach over here. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was checking in Tzal. ולכן נאמר בשמואל תשובוסו ירמוסו. Nefet says by Shmuel, Chuvosoi, and the Chuva of Shmuel was Haramasa. In other words, the Chuva is Haramasa Kishon Beisoi. So what's the Pshat of Chuvosoi, Haramasa Kishon Beisoi? But Salima, in other words, wherever Shmuel went, he used to take his house with him. The Gemara says that was different between Shmuel and Elisha. Elisha used to stay by people. But Shmuel, wherever he went, he took his house. What's the track he shoved basically? Salima, she shoved Roima Madregas. Why was he shoved Roima Madregas? If they should call Mokum Shahu Shom, basically Imoy, he had Yira. How did he go so high? Because every madrega that he was cutting, he kept. He didn't let it go la chutzah. Kishon beso, base is bias. Bias is zero. So all those chivosa horomosa, all the roim madregas that he had, he always took his house with him. As soon as he was toifas a madrega, he always protected it, protected around it that he shouldn't lose it. So he had so much Yira protected his Torah and all his Rei Madregas. So that's Pshat Kishon Beis. Where did they come from? Shom Beisai, he's always every Madrega can be protected. Ritzlema Shashabal Rei Madregas. They should call Mokim Shahu Shom Beisai. Every he is his Beisai. He a Yira. Only a Yira Makbeles is Odom, Leval Yitzi Lachutz. The Yira is Makbeles, Odom, makes a fence around it. Leval Yitzi Lachutz shouldn't go out. Oz are called Nishma Begvula, and everything is Nishma Begvula. Lachay Nikra Yira Bais. Therefore, the Yira is called the Bais. Zeh Tan, that's the Pshat. Kol She Yira Schetoi Kademis Lachachmosa Yachachmosa Miskayemas. It's Poshut. Has Chachma Miskayim. If it's in the street, and it's not Miskayim, put it in a safe. You put it in a house, and the Chachma is Miskayim. That's the whole Sod of the Shleshus Meagbala. What's the Sod of the Shleshus Meagbala? What's the big deal of Shleshus Meagbala? A fence around the Sinai, Shom Lacham Pedalis, Pel Hashem. What's it going to do with the Shleshus Meagbala? Right? The whole Shavuot, the real Achon of Shleshus Meagbala. He built a fence around. No, save it. You're already there in Hasina. What was the difference in Avoida? Now we're starting. We came a few days before Shleshus Meagbala to came to Hasina already. What changed by the Shleshus Meagbala? So now you can't climb in Hasina. So it's changed already. That's the vote. There it is. The Emshi says Shleshus Meagbala comes more than Hasagas down to the Amishra. More than the first few days. What's the difference? There it is. The Emshi says first you have to make a fence. When you make a fence around Hasina, in other words, when you're Magdil, then you can have more than Hasagas. Shleshus Meagbala, that's the Yira. That's the bias. You're making a bias around those Hasagas. And then all the Hasagas will be there. There wouldn't have been a Shleshus Meagbala, there wouldn't have been the Hagbala, so then there wouldn't have been all the Chachma, and everything wouldn't have been able to come down. The Emshi wouldn't have been able to be massive. Give us the Hasagas, all the Hasagas of Chachma. Because then it would have been a. We're going out of the Chatzayim. Mamad Asina was a very good Zach. On one hand, the Goyim heard Shivim Lashoinus, right? Torah was Nechlak to Shivim Lashoinus. But with Tzacheini, they didn't get all the Kedusha that we had. So he went out to the Chatzayim, but it was very Mitzumtzum that went out to the Chatzayim. So that's where the Shleshin Agbala, that's the bias. That's the bias of Shmuel, that's the bias that keeps the Rei Madrigas. Lachain HaTorah Maschela is Bebeis. Therefore, Torah begins with a base. Fishi Nikra Chochma. Ulay Ratzalayim Hashem. Torah Nikra. Oh, a good one here. He means the Torah is Nikra. The Torah is Nikra Chochma. He said down here that Aleph is Nikra Chochma. Aleph u Chochma Yilashim, the Aleph Echa Chochma. Aleph is Be'emes Chochma. The Seidah, Aleph Echa Chochma. So really the Torah should begin with an Aleph. Because Chochma is Torah. Torah is Chochma, that's Aleph. Chochma b'li Yireinu Klum. How can you start with Chachma if you haven't got Yiri yet? L'chein hikdim ha-beis, therefore the Torah starts with a beis, sh'alidei zeh yiskaimu ha-chachmas kulam sh'b'toirah. Through this, yiskaimu ha-chachmas kulam sh'b'toirah sh'b'al kol l'akol. Yisgalu ha-alfin b'toirah ha-chachach. L'shakodma ha-beis. Shehi Yira, because the base came first. Shehi Yira, Shal Yada Yugbel Achachma Kula. Aleph is Taka Anochi. It came later. First comes the base. First comes the Haskala. First comes the Yira. No. Yeah. They saw it is clear. Omnom, Zadahila Gomorinayim, see, the Pasuk says, Bachai is Ratzah Vishoy. Pasuk says, "Vachayis rotsi v'shoyiv shachiyis shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu eino tmidi." Chiyis of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is eino tmidi rotsi v'shoyiv. Chiyis of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is rotsi v'shoyiv. In other words, a person can't have that neimus. A person can't have that koyach, the neimus of yira all the time. Vayikra vayira nikra yiras Hashem l'chayim. Yira is the beginning of Yiras Hashem l'chaim. Ki Yiras Hashem yichachma. Si v'chachma t'chai is baleah. So chachma comes from Yira, and the Yiras Hashem is the chachma, and the Yiras Hashem is the chaim. Him tzachiyas hu ha-yira. Shadid Ava brings a person to his talkus, right? Ava brings a person to his talkus. Yira brings a person, who keeps a person, gives a person the chiyas. The emus, very often, what keeps a person alive? What keeps a person, chas v'shalom, the person's in jail? So, what keeps the person? He knows that in Nachbais he's going to come out. So, that mountain of a tzape, right, that mountain of tzape that keeps him alive. Koyach of Yira keeps a person, alive. The Yira is chayim, the Yira that we know that there's an emus in Avodas Hashem. There's an emus, we know that Avodas Hashem is going to be a tkufa, where we're going to be massive all of this, all this shmira, gagoyim. That's all keeps a person alive. Yira is a mechayev. Now, the person says, mechayev is rotzei v'shoyev. That chiyus is a chiyus that's rotzei v'shoyev. That's a chiyus that's not with us all. So, he can't live with a tainuk tmidi. And we'll say, the Baal Shem Tov says, tainuk tmidi ain't a tainuk. It has to be a nostalgus and then it has to come back again. It has to be a nostalgus and it has to come back again. So that's the union of achiyus. Mechayev is rotzei v'shoyev. So, zei yira s'shem l'chayim ela she'i b'rotzei v'shoyev. Why? Mepnei begolus iyev shel kabel ayir. By golus, impossible to mekabel ayir. She yeh tmidias. Yira, he tainu godl. Yira is Hashem l'chaim. Oh, it says Mamish. Yira is tainu godl. The noyam yira secha. Yira is Hashem l'chaim. Rosh Hashanah Negunim are the most Gashmaki and Negunim, the most Nihim, the most Gaguim Dik and Negunim. Avinu, Akeinu, Chaneinu, Keim Banamasim, Im Ka'ov, Im Kebonim, Im Ka'avodim, the most Tainuk Dik and Negunim, the Rosh Hashanah Negunim. Yira is the Tainuk God, Yira is Hashem L'chaim. In Pnesha, Atzim, Hela, Yira is the Midas, Yira is the Tainuk God, Yira is Hashem L'chaim. In Pnesha, Das, Eina Shalim. Since the Das is Eina Shalem, Eina Moichin Shleimim Mekabel Tainuk Tamidi. So maybe the Moichin are not Shleimim to be Mekabel Tainuk Tamidi, and the Mistalik, the Moichin is Mistalik. Sh'odam is Chazik, the person is Mischazik himself, Mo'oire Atzmoy, Betuvach in Oysof, the person is Mischazik, he's Mo'oire himself. Hamshich Olav Ayira, even when he goes away, so Mamshich in Olav. Shvil Zem Mistalik, that's why he goes away. The Sheyuvan, a Tainuk, in order that you should feel a Tainuk, because a Tainuk Tamidi can't be a Tainuk. To feel a Tainuk is feeling when it's coming, when you didn't have it and it came again. Tainuk Tamidi ain't a Tainuk, the Tainuk Tamidi is Nishkan Tainuk, the Mia Datainu is Sechleinu. So that's what happens during the years of Golos. Omnam li yosid oba losid lova mala or at this Hashem losid lova ibayema hu yi Hashem hechad shmo yechad. And then it's going to be bechina mala or shviyot das shalim megod yi hachavas adas mordik zach kabel tainug agod tomel vli shum hefsek. Tainug of losid lova is going to be a tainug of vli shum hefsek. It's going to be a year at the time, because there's a lot of it's all Hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with it's a year. It's a masik there of Noim Shalom, every Madergan, you can't go right to it. You masik that, you eternalize it, and you go next to Arga, the whole time there's going to be a time of Tamidi and a time of Tamidi without a Salkas. V'chein yiyah v'yir mahud, Havaya echad or Shmoy echad. There won't be a chilek between the Havaya and between the Shmoy. Shmoy is the Shechin HaKadosh, that's Mistater in the Bria. That will be as Nizgalev, it will be a bechin of Yia Hashem Echad, Yia Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. So long as he achtes, will he hefsek, but tomid, Yia is kashrus a tainuk. The kashrus and the tainuk will be tmidi. But ato Yia Hashem ipni katnas adas lekabel tmidi. So the chiyus in Avodas Hashem, the chiyus in the year, a person doesn't see the whole time, can't feel the whole time. And also, love, a person can feel that year and feel the ni'imus all the time, but he has it. Uksiv, Hashemayim kisi v'haoretz adoyim ragle. Pasuk says, Hashemayim kisi, the Shemayim is the kisi of Kaviyachal, the Oretz is the hadoyim l'ragle, footstool. Kaviyachal ain't a kisi sholim. Till us in love, the kisi is not sholim, meaning there's a raglayim missing. Ki hadoyim shel kisi, and ikra Eretz ain't a bishleimus. The Oretz is ain't a bishleimus. Ritzalim, a raglayim ain't lem amal lusmach. Eretz is not bishleimus, and the Oretz is the hadoyim raglay, so it's like the bechino where you got the chair, where the chair's okay, but the chair's got nowhere to. Oretz is shaky. Oretz is shaky, doesn't help to have a chair. So Oretz, once Oretz is shaky, Oretz shaky means that the person is the whole time having Aliyas and Yeridus. It's a Ratzon V'Shov, the Stalkus and Tainu, Tainu and Stalkus, Stalkus and Tainu. So that's the Oretz isn't firm. Oretz isn't firm. So the kisse is not Shalim. Ratzalema. All that's happening in the world, all that what we have to do it, our avoda down here in the Oretz, hamuchuna b'shem raglayim, right? The avodas hanamuchas that we have to do down here in the olam hanomach, v'yoyser olam hazeh, that's ena b'shleimus. Ki noiflim him amadreidus hatachtoinus. Falling, there's nefilas, there's yiridus, there's a stalkus hamoichin. Because the legs aren't firm on the Oretz, because the Oretz isn't firm. Person's firm on the raglaim means there won't be aliyas and yiridus. Omdu raglaim means it'll be an amida of the raglaim means it'll be firm. It'll be firm, in other words, it'll keep on getting those asogas and there won't be any stalkas, it won't be shaky. Leilach Lashem. Omdu raglaim v'yem ahu. Yekim amida raglaim leilach Lashem. Ki soymech Hashem lenoifle. That's the soyd. That's the soyd. Of soymech Hashem lenoifle. Pelvi kazach. David HaMelech is David Malkim Shicha. David HaMelech is David Malkim Shicha. David HaMelech is the regular Rabbi of Merkava. There's a regular, there's a Merkava of Avraham, there's Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, for Gimel Ragli Merkava, and then there's David HaMelech, who's the regular Rabbi of Merkava. David HaMelech is going to put the Oretz straight, the sphere of Malchus, which is the lowest sphere. Though Malkim Sheikh, he's going to bring the world to its thicker, that's why it's called the Revi, Rebbe Revi Yishev Mekov. Still, this galus of the Koyach of Mashiach is the Bechino of there's no Dalad, there's no Ragli Merkov over here. It's shaky. That's why Dafke Tehillim, Adovid HaMelech, Taka, Adovid HaMelech misses out the Nun, Ashrei. There's no Nun. Why? Because Nun is the Bechino's Nefila. But nevertheless, the Mara says, Dame Rochus, nevertheless, Adovid HaMelech was still Mukmid. Where? In Samach. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noifim. That's the yisod of David HaMelech. David HaMelech misses out the noon because that's the whole David HaMelech. David HaMelech has to put straight. He's the regular Revi. He has to put straight the chair. He has to put straight that nakuda. Ramele, therefore, he's fighting against the nafila. David HaMelech's whole bechin is the bechin of Mefakel. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noifim. Tehillim, what's Tehillim? Tehillim's chizuk. All the people are falling. I get more of a chizuk from Tehillim. Tehillim was the nesionist that he went through the whole. David HaMelech's thing was Ukman, Lahamid al Raglov. David HaMelech's uniqueness was Beraglaim. Chashavti Drachai, Vashiva, Raglai Leidu Zecha. Says David HaMelech, Tehillim, Kofiotes. Chashavti Drachai, Aber Raglus, Hay Malichin, I see. Right? He thought he was going somewhere. And his Raglov, even his Moyach said he's going to where? To breakfast. But his Raglov, Hay Malichin, I see, Labat Knesis, Labat Midrash. You see, what's the side of David? Side of David is a Raglaim. What's the side of the Raglaim? For Om the Raglov. He's putting Klal Yisrael for Om the Raglov. He's the Soymech Hashem Lachalonet. Stam and Nun, Nefila? That's not David. David HaMelech is the Soymech of all the Nefilas. That's the Oymech of the Gemara. There's no Nun in Ashrei. But there's the Soymech Hashem Lachalonet. That's the dark of David HaMelech. And that's the regular Revi Yishev Merkova. That's the regular Revi that brings where to be firm on the ground. That it should be Bechinus of Om the Raglov. He's the Goyal. He's the Goyal. That's David HaMelech Mashiach. Zeo v'kom ha'bayis asher be'ir asher loy. So that's the vote, the kom ha'bayis asher be'ir asher loy. Mori dikazach. Atzaloyma. Asher be'golus yesh lo yesh nei bechinas. One sec. Yo. So what are we saying over here? We're saying that's the bechin of Ashaloi, Ashaloi, Loi with an Aleph and Loi with a Vav. Because Arachaim HaKadosh in the Pesukim over there say, V'koma Bayis, Shabai Ashaloi. And Arachaim, you have to see Arachaim HaKadosh is Masbid, there's Pesukim that we're dealing with. Who's the goyel over here? I mean, it should be a Moichan and a Keach. Who's the goyel over here? Oh, but what's the Bayis? What's the Bayis? Arachaim, that's Yushlaim, HaKadosh. Who is Moicha and Eivish was Moicha the Beis HaMikdash? Arachaim HaKadosh Maz by all these Pesukim. Sorry, it's Gaguin. Shows the Koma Bayis is the Eivish is going to build the third Beis HaMikdash. The Tefer Shlomo says that a person who learns Torah and is not misdageya to the Beis HaMikdash says his Torah is the whole tachlis of Torah is to yearn for the Bayis HaShlishi. So that's why he says that when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, where did the Sanhedrin go? They went to Yavne. Yavne is the same way as Yibone. The whole Torah is Yibone Beis HaMikdash. The whole tachlis of Torah. That's why who's called, what are our wise sages called? They're called Chachomim. Why are they called Chachomim? Says the Tefer Shlomo, because Chachomim is the same oasis as Machakim. Hamachakim bevin in Ariel. This person's got to be Misyageah the whole time for being Beis HaMikdash. Marinayim whets the appetite until it's unbearable anymore without the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, "V'koma bayis ashebeah shaloi choymer." What's Pratashas? He says that who sold? Eibush sold the Beis HaMikdash. Ubo goyel. Eibush brings the goyel. Masbe the whole Indian. Why? That's all talking about chom Beis HaMikdash. This is very difficult. It says the whole Indian is about goyel. Shofach hakam shporchu. Allah eats ma'avonim. Says a mochar and then a bo goyel. Kilo. So the fact that Eibushlo sold the Beis HaMikdash, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that's why a bo goyel. Because if it wouldn't be shofach hakam shporchu, Allah eats ma'avonim, then chas v'shalom there would have never been a goyel. Then it would be in the klal yisrael. So therefore, mochar bichdei gulosay. The pasuk says mochar. Eibushlo sold the Beis HaMikdash. That's the raya that's going to be a gula. Because shofach chamosa Allah eats ma'avonim. Says mazbe the whole inyan. So I see mamash the same nakuda over here. Here Gemara Naim is mechaven to Arachaim HaKadosh. Is that koma bayis ashebeah sheloi ratzloima shebegolus yesh shnei bechinas loy bevav veloy baalef. Shelefa omem nimshach el adam Right? There's a loy with a vav and a loy with an aleph. Sometimes nimshach al adam, or the fam is talekis, and sometimes it's mistalekis. That's loy with an aleph. In other words, bo abay is a shaloy. Sometimes we have the loy, and sometimes we have the loy with an aleph. Right? That's the sfasemes. We bring some el is mishatavis, loy. Sometimes we're loy to him, to the Rebbein Shloilem. Sometimes Rachman and Tzlon is a stalkus, and it's a loy. And that's the bir of El is Rishatev, is loy with an aleph and loy with a vav. That's the bechina of preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah.
Meaning what? Meaning doing
El, we have to chap ourselves and see that nakuda. You know that in this world, it's always there's always aliyas and yiridus going on. And that's why we have to prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves. Rosh Hashanah, the whole bria starts all over again. Before the chet of Adam, etc. So we have to realize what's missing in the world. We have to realize that everything. You have such a good day, and then the next day, I don't know what that. Maybe she sends a person and so on. And this day, you think that now it's set for dos, and you know, then you get behind, and I don't know. You know, there's always mistakes. It's a loy and a loy. One of the lois over there. So now that's what it means. The koma bayis asher be'ir asher loy. Asher begolus is two bechinas. Aval la'osid the koma bayis. Koma bayis, that's the kom when the regular is an amida. That's the tishah tkuma la'olam the tzmisus la'chalutim. Loy tistalek kiim yeh tzmidi. It won't be mistalik anymore, be tmidi. Ki ozi male or it's day. Whole world will be full of day. The Kabbalah Tainuk Shayikna Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Anikra Kinyonoi Vezeh L'Koino Yisrael Yabo HaBayis B'Samigdash HaKoino Yisrael Eibish is going to be Koinos properly. And the way the commander of the Rebbein Shalom wins the Hainuk Shayikna Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Adereisov and the Eibish does Koino Klad Yisrael Adereisov Yieh Kain Avil Ato Hu Baratze B'Shof. And now it's a Bechina of Ratze B'Shof Merit HaKazach. We said the year goes away, a person's going to have the year putting back. He goes away, another goes away. That's not our fault that he goes away. What is our fault is if we're not mamshech it back again. In other words, sometimes a person has if he goes into an asoy, that's not tzadei mishka. But we have to see that even after this talkus, it has to come back again. Because we know Hagodah is miloshen hamshacha, right? Hagodah is miloshen hamshacha. Hello?
Hi.
That's pshat, right? That's why Hagodah. Why is Hagodah called Hagodah? Because mamshich the leiv of Adam. The loshon of yagid is the loshon of dvorm. Mashiach, it's a loshon mashiach. It's in lo yagid, the presence of mamshich. When he goes away, if someone's mistalik, he's going to mamshich it again. It's in lo yagid. Never not savoina. Loshon shocha negida. Kim she yishtei bechem is again bevav or be'alav. In lo is loy bevav, lo is alav. But loy ma rotze b'shov. Who lo yamshich? And he's not mamshich. Then yisa avoina. Then it'll be yisa avoina. So that's going through all three of them to show the kesher between the alavs and the vavs. The lay with the aleph and the lay with the vav. Just like the ear is lay with the vav, so too a person's got to, even though when it goes away, he's got to be mamshech it again. So lo yagid, if he's not mamshech, when it's a lay with an, if he doesn't make it from a lay with an aleph to the lay to the vav, then he knows that that's his aver. But then a sign that the Eibush descends. I call them near a filas raglaim komo. There's no raglaim. That's the third one, of the behemah which has the raglaim. Hashaloi raglaim imal nata behemah laura. So he took in the osib of nay. I don't know what it means. Shtei bechinas ha'amurim. Ah, ha'amurim. Kilo that we've said. Those are the same bechinas as the other two that we just said. It's going to be a sukkah in the osib of nay. She sukkah in the filasim. It's going to be a tikkun from the nefila. The om the ragla bayemahu. Which is the third one, anatib and aoritz. She yugbor aglaim and filasim adredus adachtoinus via aoritz viyuvah. Moridikazach. So there's all three of them. The thing is, because there's a nefila down here in the aoritz. So as soon as there's a kombayis, then it'll be forever. But meanwhile, the person's got to realize he's got to be mamshich every time he goes away. He's got to be mamshich the kedusha back again. Him loy v'nas nidah na avoyna. I said loy, it's going to be under Raglov by Yemahu, Ali Dem Sheikh Tikenu, who's Raglov, is Raglov Malicha Soisi. Shabti Drocha Beshivi Raglai, like the Secha with the Raglaim, is Malicha Soisi, that's the beginning of Dovin HaMelech. So Dovin HaMelech was known for his Nefilas, right? Dovin HaMelech was known for Nefilas, but he always got up. Ki Sheba Yipal Tzadik, become. That's the whole lineage. So he can be Dovin Malkum Shichi, he's the one who's going to be Imam with everybody. He's going to take everybody out of the Bechinas Nefila. He's the Imam with the Imam with the Ma'oretz, and Dalad the Revi, regular Revi, Sheba Rankov. Shabbos he believe hefsek. Shabbos is taka belah has a shira ha'ira on the other. Shabbos is taka no rotsa b'sholim Shabbos. Shabbos is kula yemein olam habas. It's kula that's kufa. Lachim b'Shabbos u'sholim because the troy can move b'zay kodesh u'shleim is believe hefsek. She'en ke b'choil shu b'hefsek. Kerash ha'hefsek u'la tzayrach ha'mshochash yim shachshenis al idei is oiris odam atzmek omel el. So the hefsek is the tzayt in order to be mamshach again. Dem tza b'chinas astara who the tzayrach shit is kala. Kshu behesta nikro hu, anything's behesta it's called hu. Kshu skala nikro ato la noichach. Chein oimrim, ato hu, Hashem levedecha. Ki anista hu bishul is galas. Ato hu. Because the whole nista is only to begin as Galus. So Shabbos is made on Abba. So Taka, that's where Shabbos. We speak a lot about the Yira. Shabbos is where we say the Hele of the Moshech Noyam Yira Secha. Because Shabbos we can feel the Hele of the Yira, and it's a Yira that you present to Imam Shechon, and it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away for the whole Shabbos. Shabbos is very protected. The whole mitzvah of Tosefer Shabbos is, again, it's a house. You don't let the weak touch the Shabbos, rub against the Shabbos. You have Tosefer Shabbos, you have a buffer zone between Shabbos and the Chol. Shabbos is Kula Yira. Shabbos is so protected. The Yira of Shabbos is so protected that it's never nostalgic. It doesn't bring Shabbos in early. Why does it make such a difference to Shabbos to bring Shabbos in early? Because if a person doesn't bring Shabbos in early, if a person goes straight into let's the Chol rub with Shabbos, is even if he has a Sogas, but the Sogas are going to go straight to the Chatzonim. There's a buffer zone before Shabbos. He's Ma'achim Lotzes when a Shabbos is a buffer zone on both sides. So the year of Shabbos, which is the year of the Tainig, is not going anywhere. It stays. That's the year of Tzmidi. And that's the Tainig of Shabbos. Kol Shabbos is Kol Kulei Tainig. Any reg of Shabbos is Kol Kulei Tainig. That's the Hagbel Sahor. That's the Bechina all around Shabbos. Shabbos is Lagami Kulei protected. It says, I'll be the Papi the Kavanas Ari. That's why the Aliyas of Shabbos first, the Chatzayim are trying to get in the whole time. And the way the Aliyas Ha'olam works on Shabbos is first, instead of first Moichin going up and the Midas going up, there's a Hepechazach. The Oyam Makif blinds the Chatzayim keep it before the Midas go up already. It's a whole Bechina, because Midas is the Chatzayim have an Achizon. It's first an Aliyah thing, so then it blinds the Chatzayim from possibly going up. Chilul, so the reason says that the Havana is a Chilul is Milashin Cholol. There's a halal. Cholol means a vacuum, an empty area. That's the buffer zone. So the whole Indian is that there has to be an empty area between the Chatzayim and between that. Chil Shabbos means you take that away. You're taking away the cholol. You're taking away the buffer zone, and then you're letting the koyches of Chatzayim get into Shabbos. Because the whole musig of Shabbos is faket. Shabbos is a yom which is kula protected. It should be a tiny hatmidi. Chas Hashem says machal Shabbos is allowing the Shabbos to be the same way. You read this in Aliyah. He's inviting the Chatzayim to get in to be a stalkus of kedusha. That's the inyan preparing to Shabbos. Achim Lotzes from Shabbos and Ma'arim Lovoy is that Shabbos should be at least self-contained. The only musig that we have in the Yomeinu Ono Begolus of a self-contained Yira that doesn't go anywhere. And that's the Bechina of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Shabbos, the whole Shabbos is spent on davening of about the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to daven for your own protest because Achim, of the Tchinas and the Zmiris, everything's in one big Tchina. Tchina of the Beis HaMikdash. Because that was the Beis HaMikdash. It was a mokum that was completely well protected from the on the outside, that nobody should be able to take anything away. Yosef Tzadik, Yosef Tzadik is the Yisod. You know the Midas Yisod is the Koyach, Yusha, Tzadik, Yisod Oyelam, but it's the Koyach, the Chas Hashalom is going to the Chatzayim. That's why all the Nev Tzmias is their protection around the Yisod, not to be the Galah, the Chinas Yisod, the Makam Amila, it needs a protection. Yosef was a Yirei Elokim. So the Kim and the Yorei told Paroi. Yosef's Bechina was a Midah of Yirei Elokim. Yirei Elokim, he had the koyach to bring down all the hashkos and all the hamshachos. The Midah Sayyid is the Midah that's Mashpia. It's the Midah of Mashpia. Where are you Mashpia to? So without being a Yirei Shemayim, you can't be a Mashpia. That's what Paroi told Yosef. Yosef has said, I heard that you've got Moedi the koyachos, that we need you in the Malchus, and he's talking about all the bracha to Mitzrayim. Petifa told Paroi, as soon as Rashi says, as soon as Yosef came into Petifa's house, bracha came. So wherever Yosef goes, there's bracha. So Paroi says, oh, let's have your bracha. So Yosef says, the Kim Ani Yori. I have a bias around my bracha. I have a bias of year around, and my bracha doesn't go to anywhere. It doesn't go to any chamoyrim. Asher b'sah chamoyrim chamoron b'sorom. It doesn't go anywhere. So the Kim Ani Yori. I'm sorry, I can't share it. That's why he had the whole Mitzrayim to mala themselves. He said, if there's Kedusha, then I can be Mashpia. If there's no Kedusha, I can't be Mashpia, because then I have to keep it in, you shouldn't go to the Chatzayna. So that's Mashiach ben Yosef, he needs to Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is Mechemes Goy the Mogah. Mashiach ben Yosef is the last mission in Soita. The last mission in Soita is the Mechemes Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, Mashiach ben Yosef is Europe. He's fighting, he makes the house. He makes the house. Once he makes the house, he's the Dovah Malach. So that's the Keshem to Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben David. First, when Mashiach is ready to come, Mashiach ben David will teach Klal Yisrael Torah and Pnimius the Torah. The first Mashiach ben Yosef is to build a bias around us. Yosef is a Lakim and a Yori. That's Mechemes Goy the Mogah. Shemzeichet et Hashem. Shemzeichet the tears of joy. Whenever we learn, we should think of Chacham has to be a Machaker. Chacham has to be a Machaker. Yavne has to be Yibonah. Moshe Beinu told me that once he used to be a tzaddik in Mesh Aron, he used to call him Yibonah HaMikdash. He used to call everybody, never used to speak to him. He said, oh, well, how are you? Yibonah HaMikdash. Yibonah HaMikdash. He says, our tzaddik, in Yerushalayim. Everything is Yibonah HaMikdash, Yibonah HaMikdash.
He used to answer, how are you?
Not here. Moshe knew an old Yid in Yerushalayim, old tzaddik. You don't need to when you speak to him about something, first thing it says Yibonah HaMikdash. Instead of good morning, instead of something you ask him, how are you? Yibonah HaMikdash. Gleich. First thing is Yibonah HaMikdash. So Shlomo, that same Torah has a thing, a person gets up in the morning, first thing he has to think of is Yibonah HaMikdash. In that same Torah of Amachatim, Mevin, and Ariel, and the Sahedron, says, first thing a person gets in the morning has to be some gagoyim from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So see the Arachayim HaKadosh there inside. It's much beautiful words in Arachayim HaKadosh. The whole Indian of selling butter by Arachayim HaKadosh. Yes, the goyim. 1 year, 2 years, it's Masbar. There's only one goyim, and that's the Beis HaMikdash. Mostly in Rus that we're going to read. Also talks about the goyim came. The mitzvah of Yibum, it's Chalipin, all these in Yonim, the Goyal means the Goyal. Because who came out of there? The Goyal came out of there. Oved, Avi Yishai, Avi David came out of there. Abo Goyal. Volati and Goyal. Volati and Goyal. Zorich and Mitzvah. Shavuos is Paschas and Masos. Shavuos should have been the Shavuos should have been the Rav Chet Hegel, Shavuos should have been the Gaula. The whole Rus, the whole time of the Gaguim for the Beis HaMikdash. Pizaya, the whole Indian of Yibam, all these things are Tole, all these things are Pimista, have all got to do with the Gaguim. Yeah. Hello, this is a... Okay. Ah, it's great.